Do you feel trapped? Is there something you need to do, but the potential ramifications just feel like they'd be too much for you to handle? Maybe you need some form of change in yourself, but you're not ready to invest in yourself because you have this fear of failure. Or maybe you need to have a deep, hard, honest conversation with someone close to you, and you're scared of that reaction. If so, today's episode is absolutely for you, where I'm discussing how you can manage your way through these blockers, why we find ourselves repeating these patterns, as well as some of my own experiences with this fear of failure. Hello, Boblets, and welcome to episode 20 of the Bobby Nutrition Podcast with myself, Rob Hannigan, head coach and owner of Bobby Nutrition, where, yes, we're all about science-based nutrition, but what I really like to get to is yourself and how I can help you understand yourself a little bit better. Right. Stuck in the same place, are we? Of course we are. We always seem to be stuck in the same place, and it's difficult to get out of. It's very difficult to get out of. And more often than not, we end up, you know, beating ourselves up for it. Because the socially accepted diagnoses for this are laziness and being weak-willed or lacking motivation and all of these bullshit things. But being stuck in that place, it's funny how this happens because it's so slow. It's so slow. It's so gradual. And you look back and you say to yourself, oh God, if only I'd started then, imagine how much further I'd be now. But instead of that being the instigator, which makes perfect logical sense, right? Instead of that instigating us into action now, what's so stupid and counterintuitive about that is that we use that as justification, again, to do nothing about it. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Can you see the clue in there somewhere? It's nothing to do with these excuses themselves. It's the same psychological process we use when we've been cheated on left, right, and center by a fucking wallop of a human being. You know, our friends are constantly telling us to leave the dickhead. But for us, yeah, but you just don't know them like I do. We see whatever we want to see to confirm the bias we already hold. That's it. It's part of the human condition. And this will manifest in different ways. If we know we need help in either weight loss and or managing our relationship with food, because we've tried so many shitty diets that the data has proven are overall unlikely to be sustained, then we hold ourselves accountable instead of those shitty diets, and then use that personal accountability as bias to not even try in the first place. And then if you, you know, add a sprinkle of why you may have even started reaching for food for comfort in the first place as a result of narcissistic parenting, as an example, or getting shit grades in school, so you start to subconsciously believe that you're just a general failure because by comparison to everything that you've ever known you are and have been told you are, then that's even further ammunition for your brain to use to keep it on the comfortable path it's always been directed down of, I'm shit. So what's even the point? It's just comfortable. That's all. Your brain's just doing what it's supposed to. It's designed to keep you on a comfortable path. So this is why it frustrates me when we just judge it as laziness or being weak-willed. It's not. It's fucking hard for a lot of people. So what we need to ask ourselves is, why is this happening? Once you understand why you think how you think, okay, it doesn't make the next step for you. But once you understand that, you can have a bit of, you know, compassion for yourself. It brings closure that you've never actually had before. You know, that's why. That's why I've been doing this for so many years. That's what we do in the program, right? We educate you on why our brains are stupid idiots from a theoretical standpoint, but then also can apply that theory to your specific circumstances and your traumas, history, everything that drives why you may use food as an outlet for managing today's difficult stuff. So ask yourself, what am I avoiding? You'll know. You will know what you're avoiding. And the next thing to ask yourself is, why am I not doing it? And 99 times out of 100, the answer will be fear-based. Honestly, 99 times out of 100, the answer will be fear-based. The answer may manifest in a way such as, I don't have time. Or it's just not for me. Not for me, that. Nah. But those answers are also fear-based. When you look deep enough and hold yourself critically accountable to your own bullshit, it's always fear-based. You've just subconsciously wrapped it up in a neat little bow to protect your ego. That's all. It's always fear-based. So the comparison that I always use is how a psychiatrist would manage your fear of flying. They would help you understand why, of course, but eventually they expose you to that fear because you need evidence to dispute the imagined ramifications your mind has created. And the more you put this thing off, the more these stories can gather a bit of traction. And as they gather traction, they gather power. And the bigger you make this thing until it feels too big to even consider approaching. And again, the brain is just doing exactly what it's supposed to. Its job is to gather as much information as it can to keep you scared. Our brain is an amazing thing. We can absolutely use it to our advantage, but if we do not manage it, it keeps us in that very, very, very scary place of comfort. And that comfort, you know, that's less exposure to the thing that you're trying to avoid. So less exposure to the thing equals more time and more information for gathering fear, because that's what it's designed to do. And that equals less chance of you stepping into the unknown. When all it could have taken was you know, the ripping off of the Band-Aid. I had, just being completely transparent with you guys, I had a tough conversation. Let me rephrase that. I had a conversation with someone very close to me not too long ago, and it wasn't absolutely necessary, but you know, it actually was. But to me, it wasn't absolute. You know, I wasn't going to, my life wasn't going to completely fall apart. Like, I wasn't going to lose everything I had around me if I didn't have that conversation. So that was enough justification to me to not have it. Because you weigh up, don't you? What are the pros? What are the cons? And for me, and for all of us, but because when I am not in a good place with someone, what I'll do is create hypothetical arguments with them in my mind. And this is extremely subconscious. It's taken me a very long time to be able to identify and catch these thought patterns as they happen. But that is what happens. And they were happening over and over and over. Even in the most unstimulated of environments. You know, I didn't even have to be ticked off. It was really consuming my mind to the extent that I didn't even realize it. I was just aware of the things I was able to be aware of through all the practice that I've had in that realm. And what I didn't realize at the time was that it was actually preventing me from being able to enjoy anything. Honestly, anything. And, you know, at that point, Bobby Nutrition was on the brink of breaking the six-figure landmark in the first 8 months of officially being a limited company. That's, not that I measure myself via those very easily quantifiable metrics such as money, number of sales, you know, number of clients. I don't do that. And, you know, when that comes into my mind at a subconscious level, I'm normally able to identify it quite quickly because, again, it's part of the human condition, but I can reframe that quite quickly and, let's say, snap out of it. It's the best way to put it. But, you know, six figures was a big landmark. And I couldn't enjoy a fucking second of it. I couldn't enjoy a second of it. Jess was not necessarily worried about me, but you know, we'd hit all these landmarks, like we'd bring a new client in or bring a new coach in or whatever it might be. And as good as that would be for the business, she was just like, "Why aren't you celebrating?" And the reality is that. Well, I put it down to me just being level-headed. But it wasn't. This cloud was hovering over me. And I didn't even realize the... what would the word be? I didn't even realize the anchor that it was. I didn't realize... it was really holding me down from expressing myself, from enjoying myself, from being my authentic self. And in the end, actually, without planning or intention, this honest, transparent, difficult conversation happened, which really it was inevitable because of how it was clearly on the tip of my mind. And afterwards... After it, I can't tell you, genuinely, I'm completely honest with you guys now, this is no bullshit. I've done things I never dreamed were possible in the last year. Maybe to you, it's not big, maybe it is, I don't know. But to me, it was things that I didn't think I would ever do, honestly. So for me, in terms of how I've always quantified any measure of whether you want to call it success, happiness, I didn't dream it would happen how it has. And I've gathered lots of typical wins, lots of inevitable losses, but lots of wins. And the wins have outdone the losses. So the money, the clients, the coaches, the expansion, any material as well, none of them, and I mean it, none of them brought peace and happiness more than that 20-minute conversation. Hand on my heart. None of them. I couldn't, and I still can't remember the last time I felt as free as I did after taking that leap. I think it's very correlative. The level to which we've built something up in our minds versus the level of freedom that we feel as a result of leaping into it. There's always a correlative link there. And I had my reasons for not wanting to have the conversation because I'd tried to have it before with this individual and the other person, they treated me fucking terribly to the point where I didn't really want to forgive them. And I never, ever wanted to be put in that position again. But like I said, it ended up happening anyway. And yeah. None of the other stuff mattered until I was actually true to myself and what I needed in my life at that point. And what I'd ask you to do is think back to what I mentioned earlier in regards to how these, I don't like using this word, but I'll use it between you and I, how these excuses manifest. You know, often it's, oh, it's not for me. Or maybe we are a bit more honest with ourselves and we just say, you know what, I just don't think that I can't fail again. I can't get this wrong again, or I don't want to be in that position again, you know, like I was saying to myself. And revisit that. Because, yeah, for me, none of the other stuff really mattered until I was actually true to myself. The outcome of that conversation, this is the irony, the outcome wasn't particularly terrific. It didn't, you know, completely go my way. It was just, I think it was more about how I managed myself. And I think that's something else that I've learned is that very often we're very focused on getting our way and being right. And we try to manipulate situations in order to get those outcomes. But in the end, as long as you do things with genuine fucking integrity and intention, then nobody can really take that away from you then. You know, if you can quote unquote lose something, but then feel like you've gained something in it, that's the ultimate win in my eyes. And, you know, I manage myself and my value and my worth in the moment with hard, gritty integrity. Yeah, the negative ramifications you have made up in your mind may be bad. But here's my stance on it. But if not doing anything negatively affects your worth, your perception of yourself, your happiness, in my opinion, that leap is always fucking worth it. Every fucking time. As long as you know that the potential benefit is for your own integrity and your own value, the leap is always worth the risk. Always. So I'll leave you with how you can apply that to yourself this week. Yeah, I'm going to leave that there. So take care of yourselves, Boblets. And until next time, understand yourselves better.